This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. What do you do when people are talking behind your back? Do you rush to confront them? Do you simply ignore them? Well, here's a thought. Just a thought. Make sure you're not talking behind another person's back. Sometimes we are part of the problem and don't even recognize it. So if you are guilty of knifing someone in the back, don't be surprised if you get a knife in your back as well. As Jesus himself said, those who live by the sword die by the sword, Matthew 26:52. And Matthew 7:5, Jesus admonishes us, first take the log out of your eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Often people don't recognize the behavior in which they are engaging. And you might be one of those persons who doesn't even recognize it. So just a thought here. I've been preaching through the book of 1 Peter on Sunday mornings. Peter's writing to a group of Christians scattered across what is today modern Turkey. They are on the cusp of some pretty serious persecution for their faith. So Peter spends the first chapter simply encouraging them to rejoice in the greatness of their salvation. And then he tells them to be holy as God is holy, and immediately tells them, as a result of that, to love one another. And he does that in the context of being threatened. The people are threatened. He tells them to get rid of certain character defects. And he lists those character defects in the first verse of chapter 2 there in 1 Peter. He says, put away all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander. Those are definitely character defects. Malice is an evil desire to wound someone else. That's malice. And deceit, well, that's the principal weapon that malice uses to strike at its target. Deceit. Hypocrisy, and that's being found out for who you are. A person that is a hypocrite is something on the outside that they're not on the inside. They're hiding who they really are. The self-righteous instinct to justify yourself and condemn someone else, that's hypocrisy. And envy, well, that lies at the root of so much of our malicious feelings. We want what others have, and we'll take them down a notch or two in order to put them in their place. See, we want to be as others are, and when we can't, well, we tear other people down. And the weapon used there is slander. Now, what's interesting to me is Peter's not writing to pagans, mind you. I mean, he's writing to Christians. So although it's not the main emphasis of the book, he does tell these Christians to get rid of these things, these character defects, which would indicate that these characteristics are still a part of, at least partially, their lives. Now, ponder that for a moment. They are Christians, and voila, they're not perfect. They have to take action to get rid of those things. So my first question to you is this, as you're hurt by what other people say, do you find yourself talking behind someone's back? Just ask yourself if you're swimming in the same pool as they are. I'm not saying you are. You may be a total victim, and I'm going to talk about that in our next podcast, but think about that. Are you part of the problem? When I was a kid, I complained to my mom. Some of my friends I'd learned had talked behind my back. I was angry. But as I recall, my mom said, well, when you hang around people like that, that is people who talk about others when they aren't there, then she said, just be assured they're going to talk about you when you aren't there. It made sense to me. I'd been around a group of people that like to gossip and talk and, you know, share things to hurt other people. And when I wasn't there, well, it made sense they'd talk about me. That's kind of the nature, isn't it? So if they talk about others with you, my mom said, they're going to talk about you when you aren't there. Well, what I'm saying this morning is simply start with your own house cleaning before you start with others and get angry with them. That means that you take a hard look at yourself, look in your spiritual mirror and ask yourself, am I part of the problem? And if you people are talking about you and it's the truth, well, then you don't have anything to worry about. If they're talking about you and saying good things about you, don't let it go to your head. But what your part is to be an agent of love in the midst of all of that. Do that. Work on that. I will too. And then let's come back here next week. And in the meantime, you go out and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.